Gemara says that there are two ways that a person could be chayiv in shatnis. Either toikev shtei kifais, or shua tevi v'nais. Two gezeres hakasuvs. One gezeres hakasuv is that toikev shtei kifais is chayiv, and one gezeres hakasuv that shua tevi v'nais is chayiv. So let's talk about them one at a time. Tekev shtei tekifos. What it says in Hilchos Shatnez and all of the paiskim that I've seen is that one tekifa is going through once. Not back and forth is one, but going through once is one, and coming back is a second. That's shtei tekifos. Now, that means that if I have a beged of tzemer, a beged of pishtin, and I connect them by doing what in English we call one stitch, by going in and back out, that is enough to be chayiv. There's a Mishnah klayim. When the Mishnah says this, it's the end of Masechtas klayim. It says that if you do shteit kifais chibur, v'hashoimta b'shabes chayiv. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. If you do shteit kifis, Yechayiv, and if you take it apart on Shabbos, Yechayiv. If you do tekifa achas, if you stick it through only once, you take two begadim, you connect them by sticking a string through once. So einai chibur for klayim, it's not chayiv. V'hashayim to b'Shabbos pater. And it says that if you take it apart on Shabbos, you pater. So therefore, we see from the lashon haMishnah that the din chibur in klayim is the same as the din chibur in Shabbos, because the Mishnah there puts the two of them together. There's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos on Daf Ayin Dalet. The Gemara asks, if you toif shtei tefiros on Shabbos, yachayiv ha'ina v'skayim. If you're going to stitch something back and forth and stop. Right now, you're connecting it. But ain't a miskayim, it doesn't stay. If you do one stitch, it's not going to stay together. So the Gemara answers, b'shakashron. That after you stuck it in and out, you made a knot. In other words, you want to connect something to your beged. You want to connect the button. So you stick it in one hole, back out the other hole. If you leave it like that, it's not going to stay. If on the back you make a knot, then it's going to stay. So it's talking shtei tekifos. So the Gemara says b'shakashron. What? So you chayiv on kashron for kshira and on tefira for tefira. I guess it would be enough kamin if the kshira you do for less than zman shokayama. It depends if tefira has to be shokayama. But okay, anyway, that's so you be chayiv for two. So the Torah says, b'shem the Rosh, the Torah says that by Shabbos also, Shabbos is the same as Shabbos. So in Hilchos Shabbos, Tut Kifis is only Chayiv with a Kesher. So it must be that in Hilchos Shabbos also, Tut Kifis is only Chayiv if you do it together with a Kesher. Because in Hilchos Shabbos, it's a Gemara, an often a Gemara. And the Mishnayis compares the two together. So l'chayr, it has to be that you need shtei tekifos plus a kesher in order to be chayv. That's what the Torah b'shem Harash paskins, that's the Pesach of the Ramah. You shtei tekifos plus a kesher, even though the Lashon HaGemara is the Tekev shtei tekifos chibur, we're saying, now we understand it means only if you make a knot, you put them together with a knot. The Mechaber and the Rambam disagree. The Rambam says shtei tekifos, he doesn't say a word about a kesher. In Hilchos Shabbos, he says you need a kesher. In Hilchos Shatnez, he just says shtei tekifos. He doesn't say anything about needing a kesher. And the Mechaber brings the same lashon kapashtei, the lashon of shtei tekifos without saying that you need a chibur. And it needs a hesber. It needs a hesber why Hilchas Shabbos should be different than Hilchas Klayim. Really, for two reasons. First of all, the Mishnah compares them. And secondly, in Svara, it should be compared. You need, what is Teifer? Teifer is when you connect two things. So whatever's connecting is connecting on Shabbos, so it's connecting on Klayim.
When does the Rambam hold that you make special?
What?
When does the Rambam hold that you make special? Shabbos or Klayim?
Shabbos, because that's a Gemara. Shabbos, everyone agrees, it's a Gemara. That to be chayav on Shabbos and each day to furious, plus you have to make a knot, it should be in the sky. By Klayim, there's no such halacha that you need a knot after each day to kifis, according to the Rashita Sarama. So the Taz, the Simishin, Sif Kot and Gimel, yes, the Kash on the Rambam. And he says something that's very short. He says, Shani Hilchas Shabbos, Dabinam Lechas Machshavos. I think if you look at the Taz Gimel is a few lines, but the Teres is the last words. He says, Lechas Shabbos, Shani, Dabinam Lechas Machshavos. Shabbos is different, it needs Lechas Machshavos, so that needs some sort of a hesber. What does it mean? Shabbos is different than these Lechas Machshavos. So the way I would understand what he's saying is, and maybe it's Pashup Shan, that the Malachi is Shteit Kifis. The Malachi is two stitches. That's Tfira. Tfira is two stitches. Just in Shabbos, there's a rule that it has to be Miskayim. So maybe you have to make sure it's Miskayim. You make a Kesher and it's Miskayim. But not that the Malachi is with the Kshira. The Malachi is the Shteit Tfiras. You need the Kesher in order to also, there should be a davar miskayim, there has to be a kesher which comes afterwards. But not that's part of the Maisa Malach. The Maisa Malach are the Shteit Tfiras. Let's say a person would do Shteit Tkifis, and instead of making a knot, he would clamp it with a clamp. You take a clamp, he stitches it back and forth, and he takes a metal clamp, or any type of clamp, and he clamps it together. So it would also be chayiv. Because the word is, Shteit Tfiras is chayiv. Shabbos needs a malacha miskayemis. It needs a malacha that stays. So for that, we're saying, for that tonight, in Hilchas Shabbos, you need the kesher as well. There is enough. So it comes out, we have machlekes, the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rosh holds that you need the kesher to be called Shteit Kifus. Not called Shteit Tfiras unless you make it. You're tired. The Rambam holds that no, the Shteit Tfiras is the Chiyuv. Shabbos, you need that it should have some sort of a Kiyum.
Rashi
also holds like the Rosh. The Rosh
says it has to be
Yachad Yofen. Shteit Tkifas. But Rashi seems to be saying the Shteit Tkifas are a Chiyuv Yofen. Isn't Rashi saying? Rashi's Lashin. Tkifa. Shteich of Tkifa Achzer Machad. Tkifa Klein Begat Seven Pishnin. In a chiba, poshul et kifas, lachik sivi yachto, shechabim yachad yachad. Rashi doesn't tell us if he means the shteit kifas are the chiba yachad yachad, or with a knot. It's a little funny to call shteit kifas chiba yachad yachad, but that's what she says. There's a halach in Shabbos that you're not allowed to tighten shteit tefiras. Sometimes you have something that's stitched together and it's starting to come apart. We have a button gets is loose. And if you pull the string from the other side of the baguette, it tightens the button. So the Shulchan Aruch, it says, in Siddur Shemem, that that's also Asar on Shabbos. Shteit Tfiras is not only if you make the Tfira, the Shulchan Aruch says it's the Tolda, it's the Deraisa. Ha-Moisech Shnei Chutim, if you tighten the Shnei Chutim, you also chayim. There, there's no kesher, but you're just pulling it, tightening it. So, right. If it's not miskayim, then you won't be chayav for pulling it. If it's miskayim, sometimes on a button you pull it tighter and you wind it around so it stays. So it comes out you'll be chayav for that, because you're making the shteit tefiras and you're doing it in a way that the shteit kifas are miskayim. Agav, when you have tzitzis, sometimes the top knot of the tzitzis comes apart. Tightening that knot, even though you're not making the knot, tightening it is also a problem. Tightening a knot that comes apart is also a malach, a talda of kshirin. So comes out, we have here machlokes the Rambam the Rosh. Now, what's the gale for Shabbos? The Karban Nisanal says a chiddush that if you take a pin, we use safety pins, he talks about a decorative pin that women wear. If you take a pin and you're toichev two begadim together with a pin, that you also, it's also a chibur. Presumably, he holds that way by client as well. That if you take two begadim and you clip it together, what?
Assuming you're going to keep it like that.
Assuming you're going to keep it like that. So, if you hold fewer shayna shakayam as potter, which the Rebbe Ramah passes that you rang. Let's say sometimes a person has a the hem comes down at the bottom of his jacket, courtesy of the shatness testers. So they don't stitch it back, so it starts to come down after a while. So if you want to stick that in with a pin, so that's also chayiv. The shteit kifis are chayiv. Now you're not doing shteit kifis with a kesher, shteit kifis in a clasp. If you have a safety pin, clasp it together, so it's chayiv. If you find a way to do it, with kiva achas, so then it would be better. What? If you're going in and back, because we're saying now that each direction is one kifa. So if I haven't found the other shita, whoever holds differently. If I take the safety pin, if I stick it just here, if I just stick it through when I do it, then what's that? But nobody wants the safety pin to show on the bottom of his jacket. What people usually do is they go on the back, they stick it in, the whole safety pin's on the inside, so it goes out and back in. And they, don't test the jackets for shatness. So it goes in and back out, so that... it says it's chayiv. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva about using safety pins. He learns from the connection to Hilchis Shatnez, so the second chelik of Arachayim, that by Shatnez, what are shteit kifis? It makes the two be one. You're taking two things and you mechaber it to become guf echad. That's the taich of tefira. You take things that are two things and yachtov, now they're becoming one thing together. So Ramesha writes that when you want to use a safety pin to hold things next to each other but not make them into guf echad, could be vehem, he'd be masking that you're making into guf echad. But let's say a person has a button missing and he wants to use the safety pin to hold together the two sides of the baguette. So Ramesha says that's mutlach atchila, because the din of teifish teitfiras is the din of yachtov, the din of making it into one. If it's two things that you're making into one, you're taka chayiv. But it's not two things you're making into one. You just you don't want the baguette with the buttons missing. You don't want it to come apart. So from the you take a safety pin, you hold it together. But you're holding it together in a place where it's normally buttoned together. There's not one goof, one baguette there. It's not connected as one. So there, Ramesh explains that it's that's not tefira. That's not chayim shum tefira. Why?
You're making one
beggar. Yachtav. Even
if you're storing one beggar, you're putting in the strings of the tamarind.
Right. It's true, you're not making two into one, but the point is that Tzemer and Pishtim are becoming one. Either becoming one because you take two things and stitch them together, or even if this is threaded. But at the end of the day, it's all one thing. It's Yachtav, and therefore, it's... So that's the din of Shteit Kifis.
The
cloth diapers, or Moshe's not, they're using it with the pins.
Why? But you're putting two sides together.
But you're not making it into one. You just want the two parts of it to be stay near each other. You know, one's saying you're making that into one baguette. It's not like a seam of a baguette, you're now making it into one baguette. You take two different things, you want them to stay next to each other. Somebody hangs up a cloth mechitza on a rope in a shul. He wants to keep the mechitzas together. He puts a safety pin on the top or on the bottom. If he's not making it into one goof, just he wants two different things to stay near each other, that's what Ramesh is saying, is not... I think even though Mishnah Berurah brings the Karban Nisanal, I think in this Pesach, Ramesh's Pesach was Mekubal across the board. I know there's a tshuva from Rabbi Cheskel Roth in his sefer we have downstairs. He's matzik very much this mahalach, that it has to be made into one goof. And if it stays two things, just use a safety pin to keep the two things near each other, that's not tefer. Yeah, so if it's less than 24 hours, if you stitch something less than 24 hours, it says that it's mutter, it says not to be megalit to the hamainam. It says not to be hamaratzim. Because people won't know the difference, 24 hours, yeah, not 24 hours. So, but you're right, if it's less than 24 hours, most buttons are less than 24 hours, it'd be mutter anyway. But this is mutter even if it's more than 24 hours, so you can, no matter what.
According to the Rosh, if one person will do two slippers and the other person will tie,
if one person will do two tkifis and the other one will tie it, so you're not going to be chayiv, because what he did is not miskayim, and Rav will have to agree with that. The Rav will have to agree. Nafkamina, because the two tkifis you can't be chayiv for.
But the Rav says
that the Taz is saying. No, by klayim the Rav is saying it. Yeah, by klayim, rachinami. By klayim, right? Davi nafkamina. That's what Taz is saying. Davalas Shabbos also Torah by Shabbos. Here, as long as you're wearing it together, even it's not going to be miskayim. But right now it's miskayim. That's enough to be mechayim. Okay, this is the this halacha. There are a lot of other dinim that come from this idea, the idea that Shabbos is compared to Shatnez. I can give a long share in Hilchos Shabbos, but you should realize the mashal, one of the toldos of Teifer is gluing two things together. The Yaris Hadvukais. You stick two things to each other, that's a tolda of Teifer. If you separate two things that are glued together, Hamafrin the Yaris Hadvukais, so that's a tolda of Kareya, separating the tefillin. Band-aids come with a piece of waxed paper against the sticky surface of the band-aid. The shaila is if a person is allowed to open that on Shabbos. Things that are glued together, you're not allowed to open. That's kareya. So shaila is if you're allowed to do that. So Rav Moshe has a psak. I don't think it's printed, but Rav Palm told me b'shem Rav Moshe. It's based on the same idea that the waxed paper on the band-aid, it's not made because you want to make them one goof. You want wax paper and band-aid to be one goof. It's there, so it shouldn't stick to other things. There's no purpose to make one goof out of the wax paper and the band-aid. Therefore, it's not a tefira. Therefore, separating it is not a kareya. And I assume that's what we rely on in opening Pampers. Pampers come glued to the sticky part is glued to the a surface on the diaper. It's similar to the wax paper. The only reason it's there is so that it shouldn't stick to other things. What? Where it's stuck there, well, it's gofechav in the place where it's connected, the etzem. But the gluing is not a gluing to make it one guf at that point with the other thing. And I think that's what they had to rely on is. And the same thing with taping it afterwards. It could be that's the heter, because loy remaisha is like a safety pin on diapers. The best thing is that when you take it apart, you should pull off. So it should be tefira shen shakayama. If it's tefira less than 24 hours, it's not a problem. So you put a diaper on a child. It usually stays less than 24 hours. Of course, the mother leaves the baby with the father for more than 24 hours in the shot. I don't know. Usually stays. It's less. So less than 24 hours, you undo that. On Shabbos, that's the way to do it. When you stick it on, you should plan to remove it. And in that way, it's not an issue of a tefira shel kayam. The outside wrapper. Yeah, you should not rip any package where it's glued together. You should never rip a package where it's glued together. You should rip it where it was never two different things. It's better to rip it. If you rip something derech kilkel, you're ruining the package. It doesn't stay as a good package. So then you're allowed to rip it. But now you shouldn't rip it where it's glued together, because where it's glued together, it's a question of. Rav Moshe held all packages are not shalos d'oraisa except the aris hadvukas. When your package comes with glued paper, a glued area to separate that, that's a shalos d'oraisa.
Why isn't Velcro? So,
what? Velcro. Velcro is not a problem, it's just a hook.
But it's a hook and it could be very permanent.
Yeah, but even a hook that's permanent or a magnet that's permanent, holding things together in a way that's not domit etfira is mutter. You're allowed to put a magnet on a refrigerator or a Velcro, you're allowed to attach. You're allowed to attach things that are permanent. You lock a door, it's also permanent. But it's not tefira. So therefore it's mutter. Okay, let's return to Hilchos Shabbos. So what do we learn? So far the easier one of the two. Shtet kifis. So that's the easier one of the two. Nidainim. Again, what do you chayv shtet kifis? Like the Rosh, you need shtet kifis plus a kesher, the Torah of the Rosh. Like the Rambam, you need just shtet kifis to be chayiv. On Shatnes, he doesn't say a word about a kesher. I should be myself. The Magen Avraham is quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva Semishin Sif Katan Beis. Magen Avraham says, like the Rosh, just like one tkifa, two tkifas, and one kesher is chayiv, who hadin tkifa achas v'shnei ksharim. You stick it through once, plus two knots, it's also chayiv. Now what does that mean? How do you understand that? Stick it through once, plus two knots. So how do you understand that? There's a piece of cloth, I take a needle, I stick a thread through here. So now I have one thread sticking through on both sides. So it doesn't mean, you think it means, you make a knot on this side, a knot on this side, right? This is my tzemer, this is my pishtim. I put the tzemer and pishtim together, I stick a needle through, I make a knot on each side. So the Torah says that's his ferishim Torah, that's called one kesher. You have one kesher on each side. What the Magen Avraham, I think, means, you stick it through, you take now, you have the string, connect tzemer and pishtim. On top, make a double knot to hold it in place. So that's a kesher, and that's chayiv. Okay, so that's shtei tkifis. Let's go on to the din of shua tevi v'nois. The Gemara says shat nizlomali shmain alaf you nuye yakatim bayos yeshua tevi v'nois. Okay. We're going to deal with three shittas: Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam. We'll start with Rashi. Rashi learns shua means, as I told you yesterday, combing out the fibers together. You take fibers of tzemer and fibers of pishtin, and you mix them in the combing process. As you comb them together, they snarl very much. It's not like combing. Combing a shetel, where each hair stays by itself. Here it's fibers. It's the fibers are not perfectly straight. You comb them out, and when you put tzemer or pishtin, it gets mixed. It becomes mu'rev. That's shua. Tevi is you make a thread out of the two, out of the tzemer or pishtin yachtav. And nice is that you subsequently weave it together into one bagel. Rashi holds you need gam shua, v'gam tevi, v'gam nois. You need all three to be chayiv, which is a chiddush. You need that the etzem beged, every bit of the beged should be a mixture. It's a mixture from when it's fibers. It has to be mixed shatnis, tevi, pishtin together from the very beginning all the way through. That's Rashi shita in Hilchos Shatnis. What?
What's nice?
It's weaving. If you take one of the tzemer pishtin, I guess, even if you weave it into a cotton baget, it will be chayiv. It's woven into a baget and it's one that way. You can't wear any thread, so I guess it's. Now, as I said, yesterday, according to Rashi, it seems to be rare that anybody would have shatnez bizman hazeh, maybe in the time of Chazal, I don't know how they made things. Very rare that anybody would go and mix two materials in the shua and in the tevi. I don't. Maybe there's certain clothing made that way. I have no idea. But it's not as that. Definitely not a common thing. Leirashi shatnez deiraisa is a dover rochek ma'ay that somebody should have shatnez as namish deiraisa.
Are you sure you're not the bus and ray? It's ray more. One of them's always going to be ray. It's actually 50-50.
One's going to be ray. So it's important to mention that even though there's a din of bittel, let's say you take semer, wool from a sheep, and it gets mixed with semer gemalim, we said once before that's bottle barayv. That if you have cotton, and when you make the thread, there's a little bit of flax mixed in. In the making of the thread, flax or wool, bisharminim is bottle. But not wool into flax or flax into wool. That's not bottle. Flax into wool into flax, even though you might say it should be a gobas arrive in the thread. But that's shatnez. Shatnez is the mixture of the two. The mixture of the two together, that's shatnez. What Shveron Rashi is Taisis Kash. Taisis Divar Amasal Ad. Says, Ein Lefarish Kamay Shapirish Rivan. The Rivan, in this case, the same sheet as Rashi. Shua Tevi Yacha Atzemro Pishtin. In Kain Klein, Vitzitzis Hechim Ishkach Aslam. It's a Pella. According to Rashi, why do you need a pasuk to be matir? Klayim by tzitzis. It's not klayim anyway. It's not klayim by tzitzis anyway. Why? Because what do you do by tzitzis? You have a pishtan beged. You take strings of tchelas or tzemer, you stick it through a hole. It's not shua tevi v'nais. The tzitzis strings are not combed together with flax. So what kind of shua tevi v'nais is it by tzitzis? So Tosis is Matmiya on Rashi, this kasha. The what? It's true, but that's a toimoda of the case of the Gzeres HaKos. In other words, you're right that once we have a Giloy, you'll reply in other cases. But the Maram is another kasha. The Maram asks, Lepirish Rivan, according to Rashi and the Rivan, Yachtav to Osi Lateikiv Shteit Kif Islamali. Why do I need Yachtav that if you stick in the thread back and forth, Yechayiv, Imshua Tevi Vitevi Tzemro Pishtin Yachad, Beleit Kif Anami Avishatnes. If you talk about a thread that's a mixture of Tzemro Pishtin, so who cares? Kifa this way, Kifa that way. If you cover yourself with that thread as part of a beggar, Yechayiv. Why do I need a pasuk of Tekir Shtei Tekifis? Why do I need a pasuk of Tekir Shtei Tekifis? If the thread itself is Tamar Pishon already. So the answer to explain Rashi says in the Aruch Lener here. Right. So I did that because of that's kind of the way they answer Rashi. The Aruch Lener and the Binas Adam. I think it was a Tzadik Zion in the Binas Adam. The Aruch Lener and the Binas Adam explain the way I'm explaining today that they're two separate dinim. There are two ways that Rashi holds you have shatnez. Either shua tevi v'nais. If you want to do it through weaving, you need shua tevi v'nais. That's when you chayiv. If you do all three, or through Taikiv Shtei Tekifis. Or, if you don't do it with Shevet Tevi V'nais, you have a string of Pishtan and a string of flax. So, then if you do Shtei Tekifis, then you chayiv. So, one or the other. There's the Shtei Tekifis Eifin of Chiyiv, and there's a Shevet Tevi V'nais type of Chiyiv. So it's not a kasha on Rashi, that why do I have a pasuk Shtei Tekifis? It's two separate ways to be Eivra and Shatnez. One way is Shua Tevi V'nais, and one way is Shteit Kifis.
Why did I need that Shua Tevi V'nais? If I know that every time I have
Okay, good. So I'll explain that. Reb Chaim asked the Kasha. I'll explain it together with the whole thing of Reb Chaim. All right, so what are we ending up? We only talked about Rashi so far, but we're ending up. Now we're going to see, this is going to be true like just about everybody, that there are two dinim. There are two ways a person can be chayiv. A person can be chayiv, shua tevi v'nais. A person can be chayiv with Shtei Tekifas, Shabbos. So when you go to have Shabbos tested, you have to know that the material in the baguette is not sure to have the noise. And then you have to know that the stitching that was done is not stitching. That's a problem. Rav Chaim, the Grach al Hashas, it's Ois Ayin Dalid, the Grach al Hashas, being Shatnas. Rav Chaim is Rav Chaim gives a geshmak asfara to the Aruch Lener and the Binas Adam. We learned the Aruch Lener, you learned the Binas Adam, so what are we going to say? It's Gzeres HaKasav. What are you going to do? Gzeres HaKasav, Gzeres HaKasav. We have a lot of Gzeres HaKasavs, and we accept. Right? It says you can't have Shanish, or Tevi Benayis. It says you can't have Yachdav, Shtei Tekifas. Alright, so there are two ways to be Iver. Rav Chaim makes it much more geshmak. Rav Chaim also, Kederech Rav Chaim, plugs into a Rambam this whole thing. So let's just explain the Rambam Shita, and the Rav Chaim is explaining, he'll explain both the Rambam and Rashi. The Rambam Shita, according to the Girsa that's Mekubal, there are two Girsais in the Rambam. The Girsa that's Mekubal, that the Raivin had, and Kesem Mishnah had, and Beis Yosef had, the Torah seems to have had a different Girsa. The Girsa Mekubalis in the Rambam is that the Rambam holds the tight of Shua and Tevi and noise like Rashi. Tight Shua is the same, noise is the same, Tevi certainly the same. But the Rambam paskins Oy Shua, Oy Tevi, Oy noise. That a person is chayiv for Shatnez if the linen and the wool were combined either in the Shua or in the Tevi, or in the Nais. They don't have to be combined in all three. They have to be combined in one of those three. So that if you take Tzemer and Pishtin, and you, they're separate, you weave a baguette, Chayiv. Take Tzemer and Pishtin separate, you make a thread, Chayiv. But Shua, Shua is felt. Felt is when you take fibers, and you press it together. The Rambam calls it levadim. Levadim, the Rambam says, yechayim. What's the levadim? It's never made into thread. It's just fibers that are pressed together. The fibers that are pressed together are made into whatever you make it into. The Rambam holds it's an isadarais of shanis. The Raivid is masig. The Raivid said, what do you mean? There's no threads here. There's no chutim. But the Rambam holds that that by itself is a chiyuv. Which, by the way, is very important, because the padding that we have in our shoulder paddings and the men's jackets maybe we'll have a chance to talk about it more, but by and large they're made out of pressed fibers, not out of threads. They make it out of junk because it doesn't matter what it looks like. It's just they would put it there to give some body to the baguette. So that's made out of fibers. Were it not for the Rambam Shita, we wouldn't have to check it. Because Lulei HaRambam, or Lulei other Shailas, which I'll discuss, and we'll talk about it, fibers, there would be no issue Shatnas. We test it for the Rambam, we could consider it to be Suffolk Shatnas. Because it's a Machlaikis. If Levadim alone is the Shail of Shatnas, there are other issues with the padding, which maybe we'll have a chance to talk about. But anyway, that's the Chidish HaRambam. Is Oishua Yachad, Oitevi Yachad, Oinois Yachad. So really, they ask the same kasha on the Rambam. The way Reb Chaim says it's steer in the Rambam. First, you say you only chayiv either Shua or Tevi or Nois. That's Halacha Aleph, I think, Halacha Beis. And then later in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says that if you stitch a thread of wool into a baguette of pishta, you chayiv. So Reb Chaim says, that's not Shua, it's not Tevi, it's not Nois. Shtei Tekifas. Shtei Tekifas is not Shua together. Not, you shouldn't have to have that it's that the string is Pishtar and Tzemet together, and you only chayiv if you stitch it into a baguette twice. So it sticks. It stays. But no, the Rambam says, if you stick Tzemet into Pishtar, you chayiv. I, it's not Shua, Tevi, Nois. So Rav Chaim, it's muchach in the Rambam that there are shtei dinim. There's one din of Shabbos, short heavy nights. There's one din of Rav Chaim calls Yachtov. Right? Leisil b'shatnis is one halacha. Temer b'shiyachtav is a second halacha. Leisil b'shatnis is short heavy benayis. And Temer b'shiyachtav is a din in Shtei Tkifis. Rav Chaim Kitarkoi adds a geshmaka hesber. He says there are two dinim. One, Leisil b'shatnis. Shatnez is a beged that it's a chefzad isur. The beged is a beged of shatnez. It's either shua, tevi, or nois together. In Rashi, it's all three. The beged has a shem shatnez on the whole beged. The whole beged is called the beged shel shatnez. It's shua, tevi, and nois. It's inherently a combination of both. So one aveira is a shatnez beged. That's like slope shatnez. Temro Pishtin Yachtov, it's not the issur is not that it's a beket of shatnez. There's a separate issur to cover your hair, your body with Semer and Pishtin together. Semer and Pishtin together, Yachtov means Shtei Tkifis. But to cover your body with Semer Pishtin Yachtov, that's a bizunder issur. There, it's not a cheftzad issur, it's not one object of issur. It's just that you're over, you're covering yourself with Semer and covering yourself with Pishtin. So that, especially like Rashi, it's very geshmak. So Rashi holds you need everything together. Shua, Tevi, not. Why do you need everything together? Because that's a chefza di sura. That's the object of shatness. That's guf shatness. Echt shatness. Real shatness is when it's mamish. Through and through, it's tero pishna. You have a different baguette. You're just stuck in a string. Okay, that's also shatness. That's a bizunder pasuk of tero pishna yachtav. It's a separate pasuk. Now, Lamay Nafkamina, so Rav Chaim asks, okay, there are two dinim. Now, I want to point out, Rav Chaim is the same as the Aruch HaNer and the Binas Adam. He just says it in a more grandiose way. He makes it not just two cases, it's two dinim. One is a shatnez beged, and one is that you're wearing tzemer and wearing pishtim. He says, why do I need shatnez for? Once I know yachtav, if I stick a thread in and out, so I know if it's woven, I know mamela that I'm chayiv if it's woven in. I know mamela. He says you need it for the din of bittul barayv. I would think that if you make a thread by putting 51% tzemer and 49% pishtan, I would think the pishtan is bottle and the tzemer. There would only be a din that you're not allowed to cover yourself with tzemer and pishtan yachtav. I would know a tzemer beged and a pishtan beged, a tzemer thread and a pishtan thread. But if I make one thread out of both, I would think that if I make one thread out of both, I could say bittul barayv. Just like if I take tzemer from a sheep, I make a thread of cotton, there's a little bit of tzemer mixed in, it's batel barayv. I would think tzemer to pishtin is also batel barayv. So I need the pasuk of shatnez to tell you that a mixture of wool and linen is cheftza d'isura. It's an object of isra, like basar b'chalav. Right? Basar and chalav, it's not nice in time, it's mutter, but it's not batel barayv. A small amount of milk and a large amount of meat is not batel barayv. Because that's the isra is the basar and the chalav. Same thing, tzemer and pishtin. If we just say, don't cover your body with tzemer and pishtin at the same time, I would say, if I have something there where the tzemer is bottled and the pishtin is motor. But once you're telling me shatnez, that tzemer and pishtin together becomes gufa isra, becomes chefza d'isura, so then, that's why I need the pasuk. Shatnez tell you that it's not bottled. Or if you have one thread of tzemer, one thread of pishtan, you do shtei tkifis. Right? Which is, here it doesn't have to be 50-50. Even if you take a big wool beged and you put in one stitch of tzemer, yachayi, because of the second din of yachta. But I would thought in one thread, then it's bottled. Like tzemer cholam and tzemer kvasim. So kamash mo'an.
Is it noise and
is it noise? It's the same. The noise part is the same as the tekifa. But I would think that if you do an ariga of threads that are 51% wool and 49% pishtan, that you'll be potter. So that's why you should have even noise. You're right. If I have a wool baguette and I put in a pure
pishtan bag. We're trying to say that's two separate demons. Could you ever be able to have such a scenario that doesn't happen?
Ariga.
Not tekifa.
It's not tekifa. I mean, you could argue that it is shei tekifas, but any time it stays together, it's going
to
be chayiv.
Try to make a nafkamina here, but really
not
nafkamina
is
always
tekifas. The gabi tekifas is not nafkamina. But if I would only had the pasuk of tekifas, if I only had one pasuk, I wouldn't have known that. If I had the pasuk of shatnez, I would have thought shei tekifas is pup. If I only had the pasuk of yachdav, I would know orig of tzemer pishnas chayiv, but I wouldn't have known that if Yeshua Tevi mixing it all together in one thread, that it's not both. So that's why you need the two.
We're having a drasha. We're coming out of one of those two separate dinim. Two separate dinim, which are always together. That's what comes out.
Right. All Reb Chaim is explaining is there will be a half a minute or not. Which you're right. Maskana. It's always done.
According to that, the line that this is only Suyata from the Rashi.
According to this, the client mitzitzis is only a Serv Yachtov. As a matter of fact, that's the next question I wanted to ask. What's the problem with tzitzis? What's the problem? Even like tzitzis. What's the problem with tzitzis? How many tchivas are there in tzitzis? How many tchivas? I'll check your tzitzis. Huh? Depends. Most people wear tzitzis with one hole. Sorry, they also wear with one hole, right? Most people wear tzitzis with one hole. There are groups of chassidim, not all chassidim, but the Russian chassidim, maybe others, that wear two hole tzitzis. That wear with tzitzis with two holes. I think Lubavitch is marked to wear a talus cotton with two holes. Talus gadol, I don't think anybody wears with two holes, if I'm not mistaken. Talus gadol, you always wear with one hole. The Alpi Arizal, it's a machlokes what the Arizal held. There's an Arizal that's quoted. Arizal said, talus gadol should never have two holes. You know what I mean? Two holes? I don't mean the neck hole, right? I mean where, you know what I'm talking about? What do you have? You have two. All right. Yossi also has Lubavitch. He has two. What? Mechavis says that. That's why it's very schwer in the other shita. The way we, most yidden wear is with one hole. And it's mashu that way in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, when you have a beged, my beged lies this way. So Shulchan Aruch says, it says al kanfei, so the tzitzis should be hanging onto the corner like this. It shouldn't be like this. If your tzitzis can hang down, straight down, then they're not al kanfei. You're not over anything. But the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch says that you should make sure it's like this, so that when it hangs down, it hangs onto the corner. Now, Yossi, you'll show us how you do that with two holes, how you make it hang on the corner. Impossible. See, when you have two holes, you can't see. When you have two holes, it comes out here. It doesn't hang on the corner no matter what. So you go in and out, then it hangs straight down. It doesn't hang on the corner. So it's not a kasha on the Rizal. The Rizal lived the same time as the Beis Yosef, if you could argue the Beis Yosef. But the Beis Yosef himself certainly held that you should only have one neket.
What's the
whole
case of the Rizal? Because the Rizal says about how you have
That's right. The lashon they bring, the Arizal didn't write anything. Chaim Vital was by the Arizal for 2 years, and everything we have, almost everything we have in the Arizal comes from Chaim Vital. So he said that the Arizal said that if somebody has two nekavim on his talis gadol, it's a sign of gaiva. Sign of gaiva. It's a good thing to do. Just you're not supposed to show it off. So that's why There are those. It's a machlokes what the Arizal held. There are some chassidim are makbid to keep one hole. Some chassidim are have two holes. Whatever you do, I mean, yeah, it's a question that each person should do from his minig. However, we're talking about shatnez, which is better for the din of shatnez, the one hole or the two holes. We're saying that you need a pasuk to tell you that Shan is his mutter over here, because it's Tekev Shtei Tekifis. Bishlom like that Rizal Shtei Tekifis. It goes in and it goes out. But according to the Beis Yosef, the way we do it, well, what's going on here? Why is it Shatnez anyway? Tosfos and Rashi is not Shuah and Tevi. Even by Tosfos. Tosfos holds that Yechayev without Shuah and Tevi Achad. But even with Didan, how is it, what's going on? How is it Shatnez? So it's one Nekev with a knot, I mean with two knots. So the Magen Avraham says that the two knots is Yechayev, one Tekifa, and two knots. He also Chayev. Now, that's good if you hold that you need two knots. The Gemara says, Kesher El Yain Dairaisa. The Gemara seems to say you need one knot. You need a Gedil plus a knot. Now, that knot has to be a double knot because it'll fall apart. But the point is, you need a Gedil and a knot. So you need a Tchiva to the Beged, the Tzitzis. Gedil is the winding around. And then you have to knot it above that. So that L'chayr not Shnei Sharon. So the Dogel Mervava, there in Simen Shin on Taz Dalet, Dogel Mervava says that the word knot is not a deraisa. The word kifa is not a deraisa. The point is it has to stay together. One tchiva, one gedil, and one knot is vayta chayiv. In other words, just like two tchivas and one knot is chayiv, or a tchiva with two knots is chayiv. The same thing, a tchiva with a gedil with a knot on top of it, so vayta. You have the three steps, so to speak, that are keeping it together. And that itself is enough to be mechayiv. That's what they. That's what the Dogel Mervava says. So that it's funny that tzitzis and klayim we learn one from the other, and all the problems we have with the different shittas and klayim is that doesn't stem with tzitzis. And that is a chazaynish. Chazaynish is seisim in Reish Yud Zayin, the Yerdeim. Chazaynish says sticking things through a wide hole is not stitching. Stitching is a needle. You make a thin hole, and you stitch things. He says our tzitzis bechlal, sticking it into the baged, is not even one tchiva. It's not one tchiva bechlal. And therefore, he says even the people who have two nekavim, it doesn't help because it's loose in the nekev. Chazanish says that everyone has to agree to Dogel Mervava. Even if you hold, you have two holes. You still have to come on to the Dogel Mervava. That the Gedil is Chayiv, just it'll come out with Chazanish. That the Gedil and the knots above the Gedil are enough to be Mechayiv. So I don't know if he looks at the Gedil like Shtei Tchivis, or if he looks like that the... he looks at the double kesher as a kesher. I'm not sure. In the Torah, right? So he's saying the gedil plus the gedil. It's only one kesher. So I have to look at his lashon again. He says the gedil plus. I don't know if he means that our double knot is two knots. Not like I've been saying. Well, he means that the gedil is like shtei tchivas. So I'm not sure which one. Let's look at his lashon again. But you're right. But the Chazanish says that the double hole doesn't help for this. So we covered almost everything as far as the different ways of making shatnez. The one nekuda that remains, Rashi and Rambam are the same, except the major difference. Rashi says all three. Rambam's either one of the three. Tosfos Shita is different than Rashi and the Rambam. Tosfos al Shua Tevi V'Noiz applies to the threads separately. The material from which shatnez is made has to be material that's tzemer by itself, that was Shua Tevi V'Noiz. And he says noiz means spinning, spun together. And the pishton has to be Shua Tevi V'Noiz, spun together. Then you take these two and you take them and you make a beged out of them, whichever way, that shot is dereis. Light, light Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam, it's not two dinim. It's two steps. Sure, tevi v'nois is how you make the thread. And teker shtei tekifis is how you combine the tzemer and the pishtim. And weiter, our suits never will have shatnez dereis according to Rabbeinu Tam. Because our suits are not made out of shazer, out of shazira. Our suits are made out of threads. The threads are not shazer together. And therefore, it seems not. It seems that Taisus holds you need nice. You need it to be shazira together, and then you take of shet kifus. Don't mean the tzitzis. It shazes separately, and then it's made together. Now I don't know how they used to make their begadim. Their begadim were made out of multiple threads, or just single threads. I have no idea. But it would seem that, according to Rashi, I started saying according to Rashi, we don't have shatnez. In our Ariga, we don't have shatnez. In the Shteit Kifis Dikadim, we still do. According to Rashi, the Maskana, we do have shatnez. Not the Din Shatnez of Shur Tev V'nai, the Din Shatnez of Shteit Tek or Shteit Kifis, which applies to Ariga as well. But according to Taisus, it will be Kamat Min HaNimna for people to have shatnez. It's not as there, because Taisus holds each thread, the Tzemer Pishtin separately, has to be a thread that was shur and tevi and nais by itself, which means shazira, which has to be twisted together in order to be chayiv. All right, so these are the ways in which bigdei shatnez could be made. Right, the question is where to go from here. I guess we're going to go right into Gemara. We have 3 or 4 weeks left. Bav Zayin Ches. Ches is a quick lot, so Bav Zayin. We still have quite a bit to do. Alright, we'll try to make our way down to Kibbutz Avayim, which is the next main sugya. Alright, I'm not going to get to Kibbutz Avayim tomorrow. I'll do the Gemara in between tomorrow. And if I remember, I'd like to take a speak out the fiber shilas that have to do with shatnez. So hopefully we'll limit it to the beginning of Shia tomorrow, and then I would like to go back to that.